It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Now, back to Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen.
It's 9:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Janice, we have with us in the studio a first-time guest. His name is Gavin Kubiak, and he is a 4-H'er from the Weberville. What am I thinking? But we want to welcome you to the show, Gavin. Glad to have you.
It's nice to be here, you know.
Well, hey, you get involved with 4-H, and you just never know where your life is going to lead you. But you are one of the older 4-H'ers. You're 17 years old?
No, I'm actually 16. I will be 17 in November.
Okay, so 16 years old. You've been in 4-H for how long?
I've shown animals for 8 years, but it's been actually about 10 years because of my older brother being in it.
Oh, okay. Is that what led you to get involved?
Yeah. Actually, I grew up on the family dairy farm, so it's kind of like just been generation to generation. We've always been involved with it.
Now
so.
But you show pigs, not cows?
Well, you know, growing up, when I was really young, I was always small. And, you know, taking dairy steers, those things are big.
Yeah, they are.
You know, it's scary when you're really young. So I was like, nah. Maybe I'll take pigs. They're smaller and easier to handle. Don't want to get dragged around the ring.
Now, do you think that's really true now that you've got the experience with the pigs?
No, not as much, no. I've seen kids who are maybe 8 go in there, and there's a 1,500-pound steer, and the kid walks it nice and easy right through the ring, calm and cool.
Right. Pigs are pretty smart.
Oh, no kidding. Pigs are actually one of the smartest animals besides humans, dolphins, and there's a third other animal.
Dogs?
That they're behind. Dogs as well. Pigs are actually, I look at them as like large dogs because they can be trained exact same way as dogs. Train them to sit, train them to go outside, go to the bathroom, train them to walk, all that stuff.
Right. And why is it then that people don't necessarily think of pigs when they think of pets?
Well, certain pig breeds can actually grow up to be very huge. Breeding sows, breeding boars and all that stuff, they can grow up to a couple hundred pounds, 600 pounds or more.
Wow. I don't think I'd want a 600-pound animal in my house.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think I'd want to clean up after them either.
Yeah. What breed of pig do you show at the fair?
I have two Yorkshire-Hampshire crosses right now.
Okay.
The thing is that they're black and white. Mm-hmm. One is actually black with a white stripe, and the other one is actually all white with black spots on its butt. So we call those blue butts.
Oh, okay. And what got you got into showing pigs, but from when you started, how did the whole interest in these animals evolve? I mean, explain to us the mental process that you go through in thinking about preparing an animal for 4-H each year.
Well, every year, you normally go and you either have your, you can do homegrown, which means you raise your own animals from your own breeding stock, or as most kids do, they actually go out to an independent buyer and they buy their livestock from them. And then usually it's in April or late May or early May for pigs. And what you would do is you just raise them as you would like. Different fairs have different weight restrictions. I know Shiawassee is 290, but here at Livingston, it's actually 300. So different fares, different restrictions. You usually go with how you think the judge would go as well. You know, certain judges like different things in pigs. You wouldn't think that, but when you're showing it for market, you want to have the best quality hog you can have, best quality meat. So that's what the judges look at.
How do they determine if the meat is good quality? Like what, like, I mean, you know that, but yeah. I'm not sure. I can't look at a pig and say, boy, that's going to make some good meat.
Well, over the years, you know, you kind of pick up a few tips and tricks from everyone, you know. I've been showing 8 years now, so it's real nice. There's the certain characteristics that I mainly look at is their body structure. So if they have a weak structure, you know that they won't be able to hold as much weight as another pig, so maybe they'll only reach 210 instead of 300. Okay. You look at their depth of ribs, so how wide they can actually get. That actually means how much meat they can hold on their body, such as their ribs and bacon and all that stuff. And then you also look at sometimes their respiratory system, because if they have asthma or if they have poor respiratory system, they're not going to do well when you go to show them.
Right. Now, the goal of any showman when they're in 4-H is for their animal to be considered grand champion, correct?
Yes. There's also showmanship. So market and showmanship are two different things. You get grand champion from being in market, and you can get a first place blue ribbon for showmanship. Showmanship is more mainly based on how much you actually worked with your animal, how much you trained it to walk well, how much you yourself are trained in the auction ring or the show ring.
How the human's presenting it.
Yes.
I'm presenting the animal and how well the animal's
exactly
behaving.
Exactly what showmanship
talks
is.
About that relationship. So that's very cool. Have you ever won either?
No. I have made it to, there's multiple heats, we call them, which is like second, third round of taking your animal actually back in. I've made it to the final, what we call the final drive, which is the final heat, and I've placed eighth before.
Okay.
So.
Out of how many people?
Usually there is, there's usually around 200 pigs at the fair.
Wow, so that's pretty impressive.
That's
Eight out of 200. And that was for market or for show?
That was for market. Showmanship, I don't ever do too well with.
No.
Well, there's got to be a lot of work that goes into that show.
You're presenting yourself well today, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Now, let's ask you the question, because you're old enough where you've got friends, you're probably conscious of what they think. When you tell them that you're involved in 4-H, what do they say to you?
They say, usually, you know, sometimes they do get involved. They actually do enjoy like hearing stories about what I've done at fair, what I've done with my animals. Some of them don't know that very much about, you know, it's beyond animals. There's much more to fair and everything in the experience than just animals. There's craft projects out there. There's a lot of things that you wouldn't think of, like sewing. You can do sewing. You can do glass work, woodworking. Steelworking, fabrication, any of that stuff.
Now, you're doing a still life project this year as well?
Yes, I'm doing a wood carving project.
Nice. Tell us about it.
Yeah.
Right now, I have the wood for it right now. I just, there's three ideas going through my mind about what it should be. I thought about turning a stump, an old stump, into maybe like a toilet paper holder for when you're in your bathroom. There's also, I have some wood for a bench, so I can hand make a bench and everything. And then there was, the final idea was like a water trough for horses or something like that.
Well, and when does the fair start again?
Fair starts the last week of July, which would be July 21st.
Okay, so you've got 10 days to get that project done, don't you?
Yep.
So you're going to be busy the next couple of weeks.
Oh, yes.
About a week. He's got about a week.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. If people haven't gotten involved with 4-H, what would you tell them as to why they should maybe come and just give it a quick look?
I would say, you know, show up and learn the whole experience, learning experience, whether it be, you know, learning about the animals themselves or learning about the characteristics of you yourself. Like, you know, maybe I'm better at talking with people so I can go do a presentation, or maybe I'm just better at working with my hands so I can go do a craft project, or maybe I'm better with animals, so I'll go work with animals. You can actually determine what you would do later on in life through fair, and you can learn as much stuff as you can there.
Yeah, it sounds like a great leadership experience, and it sounds like you've gotten a lot out of it. Would you overall score it a net positive in your life in terms of the time you've put in?
Yes, actually, it's really nice. It's kind of cool to see, you know, how many of the generations, I wouldn't say generation, but I'd say more waves, that, you know, each one goes through. So I've been in the club for 10 years, as I've said, and I've seen the two previous generations go through. And it's cool to, like, see, you know, as you get older, you become that older generation and you become the mentor of the younger kids. It's a lot of learning experience. You know, you learn and then you hand down what you've learned to the younger kids.
Wow, what a great way to explain it, and it's a great concept. Gavin Kubiak, thank you so much, and good luck to you in this year's fair. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, it's been our pleasure. And Janice, we need to take one more break.
Okay.
But after the break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some other animals being shown at the Fowlerville Fair coming up at the end of July. And we'll have that conversation right after the break on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.